RNC Electric.
Oh, hi, Ron. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good. How's it going?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I got the text that you said that you had canceled the account a month ago.
Uh-huh. We did.
So I have all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance.
I know.
So
the guy gave me the same runaround that he gave me today. Told me it couldn't be canceled unless I talked to you. And the terms of agreements I already sent over to my uncle, who's an attorney, and it says this can be canceled at any time. And he refused to do it.
So the thing is we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. That's why he sent it back to me, because in the terms
of... But it wasn't past due then.
But the calls are recorded for quality assurance, and there is no call history that call took place. Do you remember?
Well, there is on my phone.
Okay. Did you want to send it to me in an email so that I can...
No.
Okay. Because if we don't have a history of it and it's not coming up in our recorded calls, then obviously you didn't call from this number.
Yeah, I did. He gave me the exact same runaround he gave me this time. He said he couldn't cancel it. And then I didn't hear from somebody for days.
There wasn't a runaround today, though. He just said you had to talk to me, and then I called and left a message. He didn't say that.
It doesn't say anything in the terms and conditions. I have to talk to Tina.
But it says that you agreed to an automatic renewal of $299 each month on the 3rd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So today's the 11th. It's already 8 days past due, which is why we can't cancel an account with a past due.
So how much are you saying that we owe you?
Just the one payment of $299, and then we
right. can take... You need to send a bill. I was specifically just email it to me and I'll mail it to you.
So the thing about that is if you want to send it by paper check and mail it, you can do that, but they require a 3-month prepay to do the paper check. But let's say you just want to settle this. I would highly recommend that you just do it and get it over with and you get a confirmation.
They told me not to give you a credit card number of any kind over the phone.
Who told you that?
My attorney.
Okay, how come?
Because you'll just use it again.
Okay, but not if you get an email showing that it's been canceled.
Look, it doesn't matter what we checked in the terms and conditions either. We already went through this. It says cancel at any time. Stop right there. Let me finish. It says cancel at any time. Okay? And it doesn't matter if a balance is due or not. You take this in front of a judge or do something like that or try to put a judgment against me, they're going to laugh at this. Because the service has been canceled. You need to stop charges right now and send me a bill for what I owe you.
There's no way to stop the charges, and if we send you a bill and it comes...
There is a way to do it.
And it runs...
There was a way to make them start.
Then you're going to have 598 due. That's what I'm saying. So that's
no.
what I just... Yes, because we can't cancel the recurring charge until the actual count is canceled.
That
so
doesn't even make
you know,
any sense.
I'm reading the terms, and it says on...
It doesn't matter. I can put terms like he said.
Yeah,
I can put terms on the outside of my door that say you owe $10 to me every time you look at my house. It doesn't make it legal.
We have the time stamp of your e-signature with your IP agreeing to it.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't make it legal.
Agreement. Yes, it
does. It doesn't make it legal.
If you put a thing on your door that says Tina owes me $50 every time she knocks on my door, and then if I acknowledge it with my e-signature, I sign it, then that's a legal acknowledgement.
Checking a box isn't an e-signature.
So I want to give you some options, if I may, Ron, because I don't want to go back and forth, and I definitely don't want it to affect your credit and create a bigger problem for you than it is. Well, I mean, that's what you're saying, but, you know, you'll see what happens if you let this ride, okay? So I'm just trying to let you know. I checked the call history. There's no call history of a cancellation. If there was, the account was canceled.
It's so written right in here. It's on January 29th.
January
28th. 28th,
okay,
one of the two. Hold on.
What number did you call?
The same number that guy just answered that gave me the runaround this time.
So it says
it was actually on Monday, January 29th, right. Here we go.
January 29th, it says that you called in regarding Facebook messages. It doesn't say
I did, and that's when I canceled it.
It says the client said that they received a lot of messages but couldn't access them. He also said when he clicks on the Facebook page, it shows him a bunch of things. I reached out to the team. I told the client about it, and we set an appointment for 4 p.m. Eastern. And then when they called back, client couldn't access his messages. So they're all of the correspondence.
Right. See, this is what I mean. You're asking me to pay for a service that you guys aren't providing on top of that. And
so,
like I said, listen to me. When you click on mine and switch over, you guys have landscaping pictures, and people are accessing this and posting their own Facebook pictures on my Facebook account. I told you guys to fix that. I sent you several different text messages and talked to several different guys who helped setting it up. You guys never even sent me anything to show me that the website was built and posted. Nothing.
There's no landscaping pictures on your Facebook. I'm looking at
you. Want to see it?
Yeah,
I
do.
Want to see it?
Yeah.
You okay, hold on.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. All of, you pull up RNC Electric and you switch users, and it'll go straight to like pictures of houses, and then
what
people are posting stuff on there. Uh huh.
What do you mean switch users?
Yeah, it's a switch user from you guys attached it to my personal Facebook.
Okay.
See, now people are, And I can't even open the messages that people are sending me. It won't allow them to open.
I just want to let you know, just if this makes you feel any better at all, but in the time that you've been with us, your company has had 66 clicks to the site through the Facebook ads. The website that we built you is rncelectricinc.com. We sent that to you in an email once it published, so the website is live.
No, you didn't.
Let me just look. I'll find the one in the email.
I've never even seen the website. You guys are supposed to call me and go over it
so
we can add pictures on it.
January 5th, 2000, it says my site is live, and then it says check it out here, rncelectricinc.com. You can edit or make changes to the website by visiting, and it shows you your dashboard, and it shows you how to do it. So let me just double check, because you said you didn't get that. Are you using rncelectric at embarkmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, that's the email that it went to. So if you go back to January 5th, you'll see that email.
I already have.
Yeah.
I'm there now. It's not there.
Check your filtered mail, Ron, because we send
That's not my problem. You guys should have called and verified this stuff.
Well, here's the thing is that we get if an email bounces back, a little red check mark next to it that says it's bouncing back. These all say sent successfully. In the time that you've worked with us, we've sent you 29 emails.
You should be checking those boxes that say the person opened them.
So,
and then you'd have some proof.
Well, that's kind of like Big Brother stuff. Our system doesn't verify.
My home computer does that, man. It says check this box here to verify that the email's been opened to red.
Okay, but we don't have that in our system. We only have that we sent it to you. We don't have a system that shows if you've read an email or not. So, but at the same token, I do want to give you some options, because if you're having trouble with the Facebook, and if your intention is just to cancel anyway, $100 of that $299 subscription goes towards a fresh batch of Facebook ads. I don't think you would need those if you're going to cancel anyway, right? So
what do you mean a fresh batch of Facebook ads? I don't understand.
So each month when you pay us $299, $100 goes to Facebook to run ads. Right?
Uh-huh.
So if you're going to just cancel, why would you want to pay that extra $100 for Facebook ads? Right? So that's what I'm saying. If I take those off, it would lower that past due amount to $199. And if you wanted to, especially since you haven't seen any of this before, I could take you on the dashboard. I could show you the results that you are getting, and you might even want to continue with it. because, you know, once you see that you're getting a return, you know, you might say, hey, for $199, it's worth it for me to keep it going on a monthly basis. If not, you have a second option where you could settle that past due balance and just keep the website and pay us $49 a month for the hosting of the site. And a lot of people will do that because it is 2024 and bare minimum, you need a website anyway. You know,
right.
These websites, incidentally, Ron, if you called us, you know, a couple months ago and all you wanted was the site, you said, I don't want any of the other services. I just want you to build a site. We charge $2,500 upfront for the site plus the $49 a month. But whoever signed you up got it included in the package. So we don't have to charge that extra amount to get the site up because the site's already up, right? So if you wanted to, you could settle the past due balance and just keep the website and just pay us the hosting. I'll send it to you in a link right now just so that you can see it. I want to let you know that there's an orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know, to call us so we could tell you that there's a problem with the payment. But once the payment goes through, that orange banner goes off the site. So, you know, the nice thing is, you know, people can still contact you off the site right now, you know, but you might
want to. I'll give you a payment off of my personal card.
Okay.
And that way, if something happens, that they can decline it.
Yeah. No, I mean. Okay. We've been in business.
What do I owe you right now?
If you take the ads off, it would just be $199 flat. You want to do that?
Right. And then we'll keep the website.
Okay. And then I'll push the next billing out 30 days from today. So you'll be paid in full until April 11th. And on the 11th, they'll start charging you only $49 just to keep the website.
Yeah, but you can't store this card. We're going to have to get, you're going to have to get a different one. See, because my card got hacked. That's where all this started.
Oh, the card got, okay. I'll take your personal card and then I'll go back in and I'll back it out so that next month we'll call you to get the new card for the $49.
Right.
And if it comes in sooner, feel free to call us, you know, but if not, we'll follow up and get a new card for next month, okay?
See, we were using these at a supply house.
Really?
And somebody had a skimmer on one of them. I got three cards here, remember? First, business card, a member's first personal check card, Visa Bass Pro's card, all of them got hacked.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Oh, yes.
Yikes. Yeah.
One of the employees put a skimmer on it.
Really? Wow.
Now all of a sudden, I shouldn't have a balance at all on my Bass Pro Shop card, which is basically a MasterCard.
Yeah.
And there's $12,000 on there.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah, I know.
Well, hopefully the bank will investigate it and find out it's fraudulent.
Oh, they already did.
Yeah.
That's how they found out.
Yeah, good. Then maybe you'll get that money back. I would think so if it wasn't done by you, you know. So.
Now, what if we want to keep the Google part?
If you want to keep the Google part, there's two options. The Google listing that we have verified for you, that belongs to you no matter what. So if you cancel the program, it's still your listing, Ron. It's not like we're going to hit a button and delete it. But it won't be on the first page. That takes hundreds of hours each month of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So if you want to keep the Google optimization where RNC Electric stays on the first page of the search results, then that would be the $199 portion of the program. That includes the first page listing on Google and Bing. It includes the popular directories we've submitted your business to, as well as the mobile optimization, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So you know, a portion that, you know, you might want to keep going just because timeline-wise, you're right at the cusp of where it's going to start exploding because first page placement takes 45 days, but industry standard is 90 days. So already...
We haven't got one phone call, though. One phone call.
Well, this is showing that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 87 times, and you had 4 Google actions, including 3 clicks to your site and 1 click to call you. And that's actually very good considering the time that you've been with us, because it's always the 3rd month that you see the program pop, and that's when it starts coming to full fruition. So that's what I'm saying. You're right at the point of where that's going to explode, because the first page placement, it does take so many, you know, hours of the programming and content creation and indexing and backlinks in order to get you on the first page and to keep you there. So, you know, I would just start asking people, if you keep that portion of the program, start asking people when they call, hey, how'd you find out about us? And you're going to start hearing, oh, I looked you up online. I found you on the internet. I saw you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program.
You know, this is what I mean. And this is when my uncle was looking at this. It looks like a lot of these Facebook people that are saying, hey, I'm interested, send me more information, look like robo things coming from somebody just so it looks like I'm getting clicked on and stuff on.
Well, the results I was giving you right now was just from Google, because you asked,
right,
what would it cost if I just kept the Google?
Right.
Because
that Facebook thing is just, like I said, he said those look like robo ads coming from you guys to make it look like there's activity going on, because nobody ever replies.
I don't like the Facebook ads either, and this is what I've experienced from them. Some of our clients absolutely love them, and they call us, and they increase the budget, and they do very well with it. But the reason I feel that I don't like them as much is there was a time when, you know, we obviously, you know, have different divisions of marketing for our company. So there was a time when we were running Facebook ads, and they put me in charge of them. They said every day when the, you know, people come through and they're coming through the Facebook ads, you can follow up on them. And I would get people, like you said, that looked like a robocall, or I would get people that said, I never filled anything out on Facebook. What are you talking about? Or
right. That's what I keep getting.
Even one lady, she sent in a nasty email, and she's like, if anybody calls you and says that I'm inquiring on Facebook, I'm not, like, my profile's been hacked and it's not me.
Right.
And so I got to a point where I was like, look, I don't even want to follow up on this anymore. It doesn't, you know, it's not really, you know, it's taking me too much time and energy. But like I said, it's weird because some of our clients, they love it. They call me and they say, oh, I did so great off Facebook. I want to put more money into it, which, you know, that's great. But I guess it must just be hit or miss depending on what industry you are. You know, that's
right.
Why I think that if you took them off and did the $199 monthly run, I think that you'll do so well, because statistically speaking, just looking at straight numbers, when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that only leaves 13%. If you took Facebook and Angie Leads and Thumbtack and Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, you name it, and you kind of lump all those sources into one category, they're only getting 13%, right? Where 87% hires off of Google.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, so I think that if you
well, I'll tell you what, if we leave this in place for months,
mm-hmm.
okay, we'll leave the Google in place
mm-hmm.
and the website in place for 1 month, but
yes.
You're going to call me to renew after that.
Before, so,
and I want to tell you right up front, I want to tell you, if I don't agree to this and you call,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be canceled at that time, and
yeah.
I shouldn't owe you anything.
You won't.
Except for the month
as
that we
long
use.
As it's before the fact, that's fine. Yeah, you won't owe us anything. I'm just looking at my calendar, because I'm going to push the billing out to April 11th, which means, okay, good. April 8th is a Monday. So I'll put in a call to you on Monday, April 8th, just letting you know, like, hey, Ron, if you want to continue, you know, let me know. We can continue at the $199, or we can at that point cancel the program and just put you in the $49 package. So whatever you want to do at that time, I'll follow up with you on the 8th of April, which is
Monday. $199 is going to cover the website and Google.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. That pass-through amount. And I always tell people, because sometimes people say, look, all I want to do is pay the past due and cancel. And I'm always like, well, you might as well at least take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for anyway, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So I think that that's the smartest thing that you can do. So let me just put it before I forget, because I don't want to. I'm going to put for April 8th to call you to decide if you want to continue or just go to the hosting. Okay, so I have that saved in my calendar, so I'll get it.
So what we owe you right now is $299.
No, I'm going to take the Facebook ads off and just do the $199 because I don't think you need those. You're not getting results from them anyway.
No.
And yeah, and why pay that extra batch? Also, I sent you an email while we were talking. I noticed that the Google listing, you know, it's new and it's published and verified, but you don't have any reviews on it yet. And I want to help you get a 5-star rating on the Google listing. So, cause that'll help you with a conversion, obviously. So I sent you an email that will help you with that. It'll help you get some 5-star reviews on the Google listing. Okay.
Okay.
So now the personal card, you're going to use it for the
$199.
Okay. Does it say the C on there, Ronald C. Anderson, or does this one just have your first and last?
Actually, this is my brother's card because I can't use one of my other ones. So here we are.
Okay. So can I just make sure that we're authorized to use your brother's card? Is he there so I could verify it real quick?
He will be here right directly. He's not here now. He's still out in the field.
No problem. So I'll update the card and then, you know, I can call back a little bit and we'll just have him verify it and then I'll process it at that time. So how does the name read on the card?
I got your phone number here. I tell you what, we'll just have him call you when he gets here. He'll be here by like 4:30, 4:45. Like I said, 5-10 minutes.
Perfect. Okay. So he's going to call me.
Is it due today? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not due today, but you might want to pay it today because once you do, that orange banner will come down within one business day. So some people tell me they don't like the orange banner up there because a potential client might see it and think that their website is down or that they're out of business or something, you know.
Okay.
So the faster you get it paid, the faster the site looks, you know, brand new again because that orange banner comes off. So when he calls back, do me this favor, have him use my direct extension.
777.
Yep. When you call the toll-free number, if you
ask. Who could forget that one?
I know, right? Lucky sevens. Yeah. So, yeah.
Lucky to get 666.
Well, you know what? I'm actually a believer, and I wouldn't want that, but I've been with the company for 12 years, and the first two times I requested 777, they said, someone else has it, and you can't, and they, you know, gave me the runaround, and finally, about 4 years ago, they redid our phone system, and I requested it a third time, and I finally got it, so I'm so happy I have it now.
I bet.
Yeah. So.
Now what we're going to do is keep the website, and we're going to keep the Google listing.
Yep.
And that's going to come to $199. So what I owe you today is $199 also. But by April 8th, I won't owe you anything if I cancel.
Exactly. And then if you decide, like, hey, I did so well this month, I want to continue, no problem, you'll continue with the $199. Or if you say, I'm not sure I want to keep it, but I definitely want the site, then we'll do the $49. But at that
How do we get the Facebook off of there? Are you guys going to delete it? How do I get it to go away?
Get deleted, but if you want them to, I can send a special request and they'll do it. It doesn't automatically happen, but if you want me to, I can.
Because that's what the problem is right there. This is, people are actually posting their own personal pictures on that Facebook page. You know what I mean? I don't need a picture of a cat with his head cut off on my business Facebook page. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Facebook page I'm looking at is just relating to the business, but I want to look at the personal one and see what you're talking about because
not the personal one. See, watch. Here's what I do. Because I'm talking to you on my work phone. I'm not talking to you on the phone I access it with.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're going to hit Facebook. It's going to come up. Then we're going to hit the three wavy lines on the side. It's going to ask you to see your page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my page. It says RMC Electric. Create a story. And there's a picture of Carlos Dominguez, Garden Creative, Whitney and Tara with Tamara, some girl that's probably an escort.
Yikes.
Huh? That's what's coming up when I click
on
it.
I don't see any of that. I'll send you the link to the Facebook page that I'm looking at. And
well, there's two of them. Well, every once in a while, the one that you're looking at does come up, but not always.
So
that
weird.
Other one comes up.
That is
That's
so
what
weird.
I'm trying to... I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe somebody hacked it. I don't know, but it's got to go.
Yeah. So, do you know how to send me that in a link if I sent you an email? Or because you could probably just copy and paste the link at the top and pop it in an email and send it to me. And then I can forward it to that department and see if they can delete it. In case we don't have access to it, then we can't delete it. But if it's something that, like, you have linked together with the real Facebook business page, then we should be able to delete it, you know?
Right.
So
I don't know how this happened. There's three different profiles for me on there all of a sudden. There's my personal one. There's my personal one. And then you hit the button. It says change profile. And you hit RNC Electric. Change profile to the one that you guys created. And half the time, the one that you're looking at comes up. And the other half the time, this one comes up. It says RNC Electric. And it's got the little lightning bolt going through. And it covers the whole top page. And then it says log cabin ideas. Morgan Freeman's on there.
Wow.
Awesome that's... places to travel.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I don't see it here, but I understand what you're saying. That's what I'm trying to... Okay.
Right.
Okay, so we'll just, you know, I think the best thing to do is, you know, once we get the payment up to speed, I'll just let that department know, just delete the whole page altogether, because I don't see any reason why we would want to have it up here if it, you know what I mean, if it's not... doing good for you, and if it's rerouting to some weird Facebook page, you know, I don't think you need it in the first place, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, okay. We'll take it off. Yeah, no problem. Okay, so I'll talk to your brother soon, and what is his name, just in case?
James Selke, S-E-E-L-K-E.
James Selke. Okay, so when he calls in, I'll know that it's regarding this account. Okay, awesome. Okay.
For some reason, what time are you guys in tomorrow? What time zone are you guys in?
From 10 to 7 Eastern time. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. So if he doesn't get it today, we'll get it to you tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, sounds no problem. I'll put some notes in here, and if I don't hear from him by tomorrow, I'll follow up with you then, okay?
You're there till 7 tonight?
Yep, I'm here till 7 tonight. Absolutely.
Oh, well, he'll be here by then, so don't worry about it. We'll call you back.
Sounds good. Okay, awesome. I enjoyed talking to you. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.